Hello, I'm David Burns. Thank you for listening to my article from Bee Culture magazine. This is entitled The Hidden Skill That Can Turn Any Good Beekeeper Into a Great One, Part 1. Recently, it has become clear to me that one of the biggest challenges facing beekeepers today, especially new beekeepers, is a serious disconnect between descriptive beekeeping and interpretive beekeeping. I believe this is why so many beekeepers become frustrated and confused and are struggling to keep their bees alive. New beekeepers are taught descriptive beekeeping. This is how to identify what we see. We're taught to identify eggs and larvae and capped over pupae, nectar, pollen, and honey. New beekeepers are taught how to identify what they see during an inspection. And this is great. And we all must start at this level. This is an essential starting point. I remember when I first started to learn the very basics of beekeeping. It was fun learning how to identify various aspects of the colony's activity was empowering. However, early on, I didn't know what to do when I identified a symptom. A high percentage of beekeepers remain at this level year after year, only able to describe what they see, but do not know yet how to interpret what they observe. If we stay at the descriptive level, we'll always remain at the beginner level of beekeeping rather than advancing to the interpretive level of beekeeping. For example, describing the various parts of a car does not make you a good driver in heavy traffic. Doctors don't treat the symptoms they see. They get to the underlying cause of the symptoms. Interpretive beekeeping is when we can read the colony not just as many scattered observations, but as a single organism. Then we can fully interpret the colony's past, present, and future. When we look at our bees, it's so fun because we can evaluate what was happening in the past. When we see capped brood, the hive had larvae and eggs in the past. If we only see six-day-old larvae and nothing younger, we can look back into the past and know our queen died 6 days ago. We can see the present by observing what is happening now. By observing the present, we can then see into the future. If we see several frames of eggs, we know we'll have thousands of nurse bees in 4 or 5 weeks, and after that, wax builders, and after that, foragers. The interpretive beekeeper evaluates and analyzes the past, present, and future. An interpretive beekeeper learns the natural and predictable rhythms of the colony. This is when the light bulb went off for me, when I became fully aware of all the patterns and rhythms of the colony. The interpretive beekeeper uses the colony's rhythms to properly analyze the colony. Like brood, their eggs from 1 to 3 days old, their larvae from 4 to 9 days old, their pupae from 10 to 21 days old. And then there's the division of labor, age polyethism. Bees work in a pattern of known division and timing of labor. Days 1 through 3, they clean house, they clean cells up. Days 4 through 12, they're nurse bees. And this is critical for brood production and quality of the brood. And days 12 through 17, they build wax and they carry food around. Days 18 through 21, they're guard bees. Day 22 and beyond, they forage. And then there's the pattern of population. Each colony expands and shrinks in predictable pattern. Spring builds a rapid buildup of the colony and swarms. Summer is when the colony is fully populated. Late summer, the colony begins a slow decline. Fall brings periods of dearth that leads to a decline in colony size. The road to interpretive beekeeping begins by mastering the known rhythms of the colony and reading the past, present, and future that these rhythms reveal. Most introductory beekeeping education focuses on identifying what you see. This is valuable, but it is only the basic starting point. What makes beekeeping fascinating and deeply rewarding is interpretation. It is learning to read the hive as a living, single organism. My commitment in speaking and writing and in my YouTube videos is to help beekeepers make this shift into interpretive beekeeping. Because once you do, your inspections change, your confidence soars, your enjoyment skyrockets, you begin to understand your bees in a much more meaningful way. Descriptive beekeeping is how we all begin, but interpretive beekeeping is how we grow. And making that transition is where the real art of beekeeping begins. Next month in part two, I'll share four powerful keys to shift from being a descriptive beekeeper to an interpretive beekeeper. If you'd like to watch my video where I explore more of the rhythms of honeybees, visit my website at honeybeesonline.com.